Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
Imagine for a moment that you, as a good Christian person, are trying to care for a sick person in your neighborhood. Every day you take a bowl of soup to them and they speak great praise of you every time you come. They thank you, they tell you how appreciative they are. You're naturally going to feel valued and you'll want to come back the next day and give them more soup, more food. Yet imagine one day you turn up, they take the soup out of your hands and then they pick up a shoe and throw it at you. They start swearing and cursing you, telling you to keep coming back the next day with more food, but making it very clear that you'll never receive any thanks for what you're doing. How long will this have to happen before you give up on helping them? Before you realize that there are other people who are in more need who are going to show more appreciation? It's a natural thing of how we operate as human beings. One of the great writers of the church, Catherine of Siena, describes this as being mercenary love. Just as a mercenary is a paid soldier who only fights for what they're going to gain, she says that this way of love is not true love at all. I'm only loving because of what I'm going to get back, whether it's a smile, a thank you, or praise. As soon as that thanksgiving dries up, my love dries up as well. She suggests to us that true love is when we keep going back, no matter how many times this person throws their shoes at us, no matter how often they curse us, because that is what Christ did. That even when we were killing him upon the cross, even when the whole of humanity rejected him, he continued to love. He loved when there was no benefit, when there was nothing in return. That is the call of Christ. That is what it means to follow the invitation of Jesus. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
System, but it won't bring them back. Disappearing down black holes of what we don't want to know. Civilization seems to rest and all the people that we can't forget. I don't wanna live off the grid anymore. Find your kindness. Why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. 21st century life, neon lights and satellites. How do we miss what's before our eyes? The media can freeze ya into collective amnesia. I don't wanna forget anymore. Find your kindness. Why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. When did democracy become a paper chasing bureaucracy? All of our hands got tied and we don't know how to be kind. Put a face to a name, a real person to the numbers game. I don't wanna hesitate anymore, anymore. Find your kindness. Why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. Find your kindness. Why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now, now, now. Yeah. find your kindness not.
You're listening to The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about marrying young.
I had a call recently from a priest who had just interviewed an engaged couple who we thought was very young. As he went on, it became apparent that this couple had some good things going for them. They didn't want to live together and they were growing in their faith. He was rediscovering his faith actually through her. Eventually I asked what their ages were. 23 and 25. Oh my goodness. We didn't fess up that I was 21 on our wedding day.
It's well known that the age of first marriage has been rising now and is around 28 for women and 30 for men. So it does beg the question, what does the evidence tell us about the optimum age for marriage?
Well, the stats show that the teenage marriage, that is less than 20, is associated with a higher incidence of divorce. They also show that marrying later than your mid-20s doesn't reduce your risk of divorce. Why would this be? Here's our take. We all know that maturity does not always correlate with age, but by about 20, most of us are mature enough to discern whether to marry someone.
However, what then happens is the longer that a couple is in relationship before marriage, the more likely that this relationship will become a cohabitating one. Cohabitation is a well-documented risk factor for later divorce because couples tend to slide into the marriage through a phenomenon called commitment creep. As their relationship becomes more entangled with shared resources and social networks, it becomes harder to break up. So long-time cohabitating couples risk end up marrying not because they decide that they are ready to commit their lives to each other, but rather because breaking up is just too complex or painful. That's not a great basis for a life commitment.
So, is our young, engaged couple too young to marry? It turns out statistically that the early 20s is the optimum time to tie the knot. That doesn't mean that their marriage will be fail-proof, but it does mean that their priest can be reassured that their age is not a reason for concern.
We're Byron and Francine Parola. For more tips on relationships, visit smartloving.org.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Somewhere else, it's filling up with glory, and I'm ringing like a bell. Yeah, oh, my little heart is racing. Yeah, it's racing just to keep up with your love and live to tell and live to tell. And it's all I know. Following behind you and staying close beside you. I got nothing to lose and I've got everything to find. There's something in your laughter that keeps me running after. I'm breathing to the beat. Washed out in the light. Yeah, my little heart is flying. Ooh, my little heart, it longs for the kindness in your eyes, just in your eyes, and it's all. Oh,
That was No Turning Back by Audrey Assad. I absolutely love her voice, and it's great to hear from her pretty regularly on The Journey. And in that mix too was a great little tune from Wren Collective Experiment called Find Your Kindness.
Also, it was great to hear from Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for vibrant marriages in their very popular Smart Loving segment.
Yeah, they're a great couple, Byron and Francine, and they really care about marriage and want people in this country to just have the best chance of having the best marriage they possibly can. So always really good to have them on the journey.
Also in there, Jude, was Father Dave Callahan with his segment, The Call. Remind us of the story of the MGLs, Jude.
Well, mate, they're the newest recognised order. In fact, they're the first recognised order of Australian-born and bred priests. And they're Father Dave's based in Canberra. And they've got a lot of young men coming to join them with a real passion for being missionaries in this Western culture of ours that needs to know so much about God's love. So he's a fantastic fellow, Father Dave.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, good to have him on the show, and he's great. Young people love him. He's just such a good operator and yeah, great speaker.
Coming
and
up, Dave, one of our regulars, Sam Tweedy, with his segment, Walking the Walk.
Know about the upcoming
Faith,
Rua
hope,
weekend,
life.
And its theme is Have No Fear. It's all about
walking
moving
the
into the unknown and being able to step out fearlessly, knowing that
I'm
God's
Sam
with you,
for
and therefore
the
no
walk.
Harm can befall you, and living lives that are courageous and really vibrant and bold in faith.
For a speaking engagement.
And that's really coming from
when we
a lot of the themes of the writings
takeoff,
of John Paul II.
The
so the focus is
going to
be on what it truly
life,
means to live in freedom.
How's this for some great keynote speakers, Jude? Sam Clear, our own Sam Clear from Walk for One.
Samuel will be there.
Kate Freeman, a lay missionary. Also Steve Varney, I know Steve Varney, great young
plane.
Fella, a seminarian.
And so those turbulence-induced
yeah,
dips
smart,
were nothing
smart
more
fella.
Than a
yeah,
fun
good guy.
Addition
also
to
Also, Sister
flight.
Kate Atkins from
Not
the Missionaries of God's Love.
What is it that
Put
changes
these dates
our
in your diary, May 16th to
times.
The 18th. Starts on the Friday night at
7:30 p.m.
Concludes
the Christian
on the Sunday
unity,
at 1 p.m.
Two drunken
well,
Russians
going to be held down at Blamby, 18 Corley Street, Blamby there. For more information, go to facebook.com/RUA, that's RUAH, Young Adults, or contact Peter Gilmore.
Myself by
4283-4833. That's Peter Gilmore, one of our
out.
Own on
I
the journey, one of the
Russian in
speakers
both hands.
On the journey. Contact Peter on 4283-4833.
Not having cut their
coming up, we've just mentioned
while,
him, one of our regulars, Sam Clear, with his segment,
Eventually,
Walking the Walk.
I was able to bring
Faith,
them together
hope,
with a thud and ran off
You're
down
the
journey. Road. It could have just been a cool story to tell my mates when I got home, but here's the twist. Just before I was set upon, I was praying about and meditating on the Passion of Christ, specifically his docility before his aggressors. I couldn't do it. I could not remain docile before my aggressors and let them take everything. Now, I had every right to defend myself, but for the first time in my life, I realized that Jesus did too. He didn't just have the right, though. He also had the might, but he remained docile. A fight in the snow on the side of a Russian road became an invaluable lesson in humility and the incredible love of God. Prayer in everyday moments changes our perspective. Prayer in church, at work, even while fighting off two drunken Russians. Prayer lifts our gaze from ourselves to our eternal God, the ultimate engineer and pilot. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
my last breath here. Be my first with you. Will you rob my fear? And you make me new. So whatever comes, whatever I go through, let my last breath here be my first with you.
Journey, that was Tears of Joy by Phil Wickham, and as promised, another great segment from Sam Clear. And that brings us to the end of another week. Thanks so much for tuning into The Journey. Trust everyone's had a good start back into school around the country, and make sure in this cooler weather you keep rugged up.
Absolutely, and I encourage you to give us some feedback on our Facebook page. Just look for The Journey Catholic Radio in your search engine, where you can follow the links to listen to past shows if you like, or give us some feedback and have a chat to us via Facebook. Next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again. Great music, interviews, and inputs from our awesome presenters. I think we've got Marilyn Rodriguez back next week, Peter Gilmore, and also we'll be hearing from Trish McCarthy and Sister Hilda again too, which will be great. Another week down, Dave.
Yep, and it's going to be a lot of fun next week as well. Faith, hope, love, and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.